2006, there was around 50 million ewes in this country. There's now around 40 million ewes. So there's been a fairly significant decline. But because we've transitioned from being more and more focused on wool production to now being more and more focused on prime lamb production, the breed composition has changed. And with that, so too has the fertility of the flock. We're actually producing more lambs now than what we did 10 or 15 years ago. If we do actually hit the 23 million head of lambs processed like what is forecast, that'll be the fourth consecutive year of record lamb processing.
And you're predicting that supply will continue to be stable into 2017, despite the fact that some farmers have destocked and there's a lot of people looking to rebuild their mobs?
Yeah, so for lambs, yes, we are expecting that the number to be processed in 2017 to be relatively similar. Our expectations for 2016 are 23 million head, and for next year it'll be 22.5 million head. Where the drop-off in supply is going to be is on that breeding ewe flock again. Like I said, we had 50 million ewes in the country 10 years ago. It's now down to 40, and the expectations are for it to keep going lower down out to 2020 to about 38 million heads. So that's where we're really going to notice the shortage of supply. But our lambs will keep coming on the ground as a result of the improved marking rates that we've seen over a number of years. That trend's expected to continue.
So farmers are getting better at what they do, but are we also still seeing a lot of movement away from wool? It's been a pretty good year for wool.
And wool prices have been quite good. Look, it probably isn't going to be at the same rate as what we have seen over the last 20 or 30 years, but that transition is still likely to occur.
Farmers have been pretty happy with lamb prices of late, but because of that steady supply, they haven't jumped to unheard levels in the same way beef cattle have. And Ben Thomas says that will help farmers in the long run because consumers aren't reaching their tipping point and moving away from lamb. Meanwhile, beef consumption in Australia has decreased dramatically, with the average consumer now eating 27 kilos a year, down from 30 kilos a few years ago. They haven't been eating more lamb, though, which some might have hoped for, but there's still a positive there for our export story. With more lamb on offer and a stable supply story, lamb exports continue to grow.
There has been a lot of progress into the market, like, for example, the Middle East, China and the US. And because per capita consumption here in Australia has been relatively steady at 9 to 10 kilos per person per year, all of that surplus production or all of that growth in production has found its way onto the international markets. And with the Aussie dollar now averaging about 74 US cents, that's really assisting the competitiveness of Australian lamb. The other factor that's really assisting Australian product globally is our mates over in New Zealand producing less. Their lamb crop this year is forecast to be the lowest it's been since 1953. That certainly does put the Australian lamb producers in good stead.
With such a huge reduction in our breeding ewes, will it be harder for us as a nation to get back into wool production if there is, you know, a great future for wool?
That's a really good question, and it's a question that's often raised about, you know, what's a sustainable Australian breeding ewe flock number? And if we go back in time, back in 1990, when the Aussie sheep flock was at about 180 million head, I'm fairly confident they would have said back then that once the breeding ewe flock got below 100 million head, it wouldn't be sustainable. But we're now down at 40 million head, and it really has been demonstrated that improved fertility of the flock means that even though the flock's been declining, the national flock has hovered around 70 to 72 million head, and that's exactly what is forecast going forward.